producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What's in your town? We're here to find out today. Hi, friend Scott Hinnon, live and direct from the beautiful Brick House Grill Restaurant in downtown Dickinson today for a What's in Your Town broadcast. Boy, are we looking forward to another fun day. I love these events, and by the way, love the feedback that we're getting from our fine listeners as well about how much you love them. And I know in the sound of our voice, there's a lot of folks that are Dickinson natives that that know Dickinson, that know have a favorite thing about Dickinson. Maybe it's, it's an important part of every summer because we stop at Dickinson on the way to Medora. Maybe it's you grew up here. Whatever your Dickinson story is, we'd love to hear it as we go throughout the program today. Telephone numbers to share your stories are 855-200-1776. That's 855-200-1776. And call anytime during the program. When you call and dial that number up, 855-200-1776, you can press 1 to leave your message. So tell us your Dickinson story or comment anything you hear on the air on that telephone number. Leon Francis is normally here in the 8 o'clock hour with the Common Sense Clubs, except the days that we are on location for What's in Your Town. And Leon will be back tomorrow on the program. Of course, a new lineup starting as of yesterday, which is exciting for us as well. And that includes Leon Francis and the Common Sense Club, which is here between 8 and 9. But also now we're spreading Leon's Common Sense throughout the business day. That's right, throughout the radio listening day. So you can hear more of him as we go throughout the program, which is pretty cool. We want to thank a number of folks who've made our broadcast possible before we chat with our first guest, who is the city administrator of Dickinson. And that is includes the Dickinson Convention and Visitors Bureau, Army's West Bar and Grill, as well as the Kuskelly Bordering Landowners of Kildare Mountain Association. They're working together with industry and government and growing a healthy, vibrant North Dakota. Baker Boy, Steffes Corporation, and the good folks at Steffes are doing some amazing things, by the way, east and west. Started here but have expanded out to Grand Forks as well. Fisher Industries, the Hampton Inn, the Brick House Grill, really appreciate Mike, Colin, two Dickinson natives that opened the Brick House Grill in June of 2008, and longtime friends that both grew up here, attended Dickinson High School, and really are just moved away, like a lot of folks have done, to pursue their education and careers, and relocated to Denver. Mike says, you know what, I'm going to start exploring some options, and ran a profitable company in Colorado, and ultimately came back here. So, and this restaurant is a big part of the vibrancy of Dickinson. So we look forward very much to chatting with lots of folks today on the program. Senator Kelly Armstrong is going to be here a little later on the program. We're going to talk with the folks from the Kildare Landowners Association. We're going to talk with Terry Thiel from the Dickinson Convention and Visitors Bureau, and also Mike, the owner of the Brick House Grill, a little bit about this story as well. So we're looking forward to that. We start with Sean Kessel, who's the city administrator of Dickinson, in the What's on Your Town special broadcast today. How are you, Sean?
And thanks for inviting me, Scott.
Yeah, great to see you. And so for folks that have not been to Dickinson in recent memory, what would you tell them about what's happening here?
They probably wouldn't recognize the place if they haven't been here in a while. We have changed. We are growing. We are the second fastest growing city in the United States right now, small city anyways. And our exit 59 corridor is where all of the retail and all of the businesses are coming, and it's the exciting time because this is the things that our residents have really been waiting for and wanting, is all those amenities that come with growth. And so they're excited.
You know, and Dickinson was well positioned really for this growth, weren't you? I mean, you had a city, you had, sort of the confines, you had a plan, and you've maintained your community right along with extraordinary growth, right?
We've certainly tried to do that. That has been our goal all along. You know, our goal is to do it right rather than fast. And it has resulted in the independent third parties telling us that we seem to be doing a good job. And what I mean by that is when livability.com ranked us as the best small town in 2013, that told us we're on the right track. And so it really helped to create that comprehensive plan like you talked about. We're actually doing another plan because that one underestimated the growth. So we're looking at 6,000 additional acres to the west and northwest of the community and planning that out right now so that we can grow in a way that's planned and logical.
So how big is Dickinson going to be 10 years from now, 20 years from now?
You know, that's a great question. I wish I'd pay somebody $1 million to tell me that question or the answer to that question. What the experts tell us is that we'll be between 40 and 50,000 people. And so that's what we're planning for. That's what we're trying to create our infrastructure around is that number. And those are the permanent positions. We'll actually be a little higher than that based on the temporary jobs that are coming to the community. But we're really planning on a permanent population of between 40 and 50,000.
And talk a little bit about, you know, for folks that aren't familiar, you've been in a sweet spot of what? How many people here the last...
In 2010, our population, our U.S. Census population was 17,787. Right now, our best estimates tell us we're between 26 and 28,000 people. So essentially, you put Devil's Lake and Rugby together, and that's what we've had to grow in about 4 years' time.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard this analogy before, and I think it's a good one. Imagine New York City or Los Angeles, or Dallas, or Minneapolis growing at the same rate of growth percentage-wise, you'd have gridlock. You wouldn't have garbage, pickup. You wouldn't have a law enforcement. You'd have chaos.
You absolutely would have chaos. And it's not as much, I mean, there's a lot of things that, it affects every single operation that a city does. And so you're right, it would be absolute chaos.
Now, if I'm in the audience, and I'm hearing this amount of growth, and I'm hearing that you're doing it while maintaining, livability.com, saying you're number one small town in America, I'd say I want to be there. I want to be there and meet some of the needs and realize some of the opportunities. What do you need more of, Sean?
People. Our biggest need right now is people. We have, thousands, literally thousands of open positions in the community. We have businesses that are limiting their hours because they can't find enough staff. Some are closing their doors because they can't find enough staff. So we need people. We need well-qualified and trained people. In some cases, those qualifications are simply a high school diploma because they're at all levels. It's service levels all the way up to those doctorates that people are needed in the oil field. So people is our biggest need.
And where will those people call home? Have you got good affordable housing coming up?
You know, affordable housing has always been a challenge. When you grow that fast, the law of supply and demand has the law of demand is beating supply yet. We've done a tremendous job of creating an infrastructure pattern or a growth corridor that we will have housing and affordable housing, but it's going to take us a year or two to catch up. The tremendous investment that we've made, that the state has made, that our developers have made is going to pay off. We think that we have pent-up demand for about 2 years now, and in 2015 we'll have our new wastewater treatment plant online, about four new lift stations online, a new water tank. We'll be prepared to really excel at bringing additional housing online. So,
and talk a little bit about, for entrepreneurs out there, what businesses do you need more of? What needs are unmet right now that you'd like to see in the town?
Oh man, I don't know that if you can find staffing, I'm not sure that you can fail at a business in Western North Dakota right now.
More of everything.
We lost our dry cleaner a year ago because they couldn't find staff. We're finally getting a dry cleaner in town. They're going to renovate a building and open up, hopefully within the next few months. But it's everything. What I hear residents wanting the most is, restaurants and shopping opportunities. That's really what I hear the most. And we're trying to work on the amenities side so that when they do get here, they have things to do when they are here.
But, it's amazing. It's partly the work that was the ground that was laid prior to the boom. But you've really you're adding and doing a lot of things. Kelly Armstrong's going to join us later. I mean, he's so excited about the is it the rec center you call it here?
Yeah, the West River Community Center.
Community Center, yeah, which is what? Explain that.
That's a long time ago, about 10 years ago, Dickinson recognized that We have winters every once in a while here in North Dakota. And in order to make sure that you can have a good quality of life and do things in that time that is winter, they created invested in the West River Community Center. It's an indoor recreation facility that includes, you know, every amenity that you can think of for our residents. And this year we expanded it. We included an outdoor pool. We haven't actually had an outdoor pool in Dickinson in a couple years. So we added an outdoor pool. We're expanding our ice rink and adding another sheet of ice. So we've almost doubled the space in that community, about 50% more of the indoor space. But then you add the pool and the ice rink. And so we think we've really got a well-rounded facility for residents to really enjoy.
Great quality of life here, that's for sure. And Sean's going to join us on Energy Matters later this afternoon, which is on KFIRE and locally on KLTC 1460 in Dickinson as well, to talk more about the upcoming legislative session and some of the needs related to energy impacts. Sean, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sean Kessel, City Administrator from Dickinson, Cloverdale. Don Russell's big flavor wagons headed for NDSU this weekend, by the way. Arvid Communications and Marvin Windows Grafton bring you the What's in Your Town Tour. We're in Dickinson today. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
on Your Mind, the What's in Your Town tours in Dickinson, North Dakota today. I want to thank our sponsors for making this happen. And by the way, the folks at Valley Imports, the Mercedes dealer for all of North Dakota, and actually, areas throughout the entire region. They go down to Sioux Falls, they go into Montana. They cover every corner of North Dakota. Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer for the entire state of North Dakota. They sent me in this awesome 2013 E350. And I don't know that I've driven a Mercedes before. If I had, it was my boss's many years ago, Dave Norman up in Grand Forks. The boss man, as Ellen used to call him. And so it's been a long, long time. I'm telling you what, especially out here in the Bakken, the level of safety you get from driving Mercedes is literally in the palm of your hands. It's phenomenal. My all-time favorite safety feature is something called, this is an option on Mercedes, but it's called lane tracking. They have lane keeping assistance. They have blind spot assist. I mean, for instance, this lane keeping assist, you know, the rumble strips in highways sometimes that are there to tell you, oh, you're going to the middle lane or you're going to the shoulder. The Mercedes does that to your wheel. So your wheel vibrates when you get out of your lane. So if you're looking down, you're distracted for whatever reason, you've got that built in on every roadway. Think about that. That's just phenomenal. That's just one of many things. I mean, the equipment of this is amazing. I have it's a diamond silver with black interior, only 10,000 miles on this, and again, a 2013 E350. You can buy this for less than you pay for a new Suburban, you know, or a Denali. This is not an expensive vehicle, and the safety is absolutely incredible. The benefits of buying a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you get factory-backed limited warranty, you get luxury experience while providing value, you get the Carfax history, the rigorous vehicle inspection process, roadside assistance, and it really is amazing. It is. So if you're in Dickinson today, stop by the Brick House. I got it parked right out front. You'll love it. The Golden Girls are here, Ellen Radner and the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Blanquita Cullum. Ellen is not here. What else is new? Does Ellen love us, BQ, or does she just find out when I'm going to be on and say, if it's Scott, I'm not coming on? What's the deal?
I think she's on a plane, as always. She's flying here and flying there.
Flying here and flying there. That's Ellen's deal. But anyway,
yeah,
we love her still.
Yeah, coming back, I believe, from Cleveland, Ohio. So she's probably stuck on the plane.
Here's the deal. We get enough of the crazy lefties by reading a newspaper, watching the evening news, and, the whole old media thing. So we got enough of Ellen's side. I want your side anyway. And specifically on what the president's going to say tomorrow regarding ISIS. Do you think he's got the message that he was really blowing this and now is going to right size, or do you think it's going to be the same old, same old?
I think it's going to be the same old, with the caveat that it's going to be a long, drawn-out process of maybe 3 years. It's going to be something that he's going to be working with some allies. But he's going to make it so there's a structure that it's going to be going into another presidency. I'm telling you, I don't think you got it.
Because he really got a lot of blowback, didn't he? I mean, the amount of...
Oh, yeah.
The amount of... Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
if
here's what I'm thinking. If I'm President Obama, all right, and I blow it the way I blew it on this whole business, if we're going to manage them or we don't have a strategy or even going back to Syria and saying we're going to do military action and then getting scared and not doing military action and reacting to the American public, it's very obvious. Any objective political analysis says the guy blew it, okay? And,
right.
His Secretary of Defense is cowering in the corner saying, hey, these guys are really bad. He's calling them JV. The president is. It's like, get your story straight here. This is no way to run a railroad.
Let me put it this way, Scott. Let's say that he makes the most tough statement ever for him. Do you believe him? I mean, that's the thing. It's like he's past the point of us having enough confidence in him to believe it. And the old saying, actions instead of words. Actions instead of words. He makes a lot of words and he gives no action. So I'm not sure it's going to make a difference.
Yeah, you're probably right. And again, we long learned that about this guy, right? So I totally get that. But my point is, if I'm President Obama and I want to accomplish A, B, and C before I'm done, I want to try and stop the bleeding politically on the midterm elections, I'm going to say, hey, everything about my presidency is in jeopardy right now. So I do think we have a fighting chance for him to get tough, and actually pay attention to this, because I think that's the biggest thing. I think the president, my own opinion, has ADD when it comes to foreign policy. I think he just doesn't care, he doesn't want to pay attention, and he really is just focused on transformation of the United States of America, and really this foreign policy stuff, it's a nuisance to him. He doesn't like
it,
he doesn't want to spend any time on it.
I wish you were right. I wish it was as simple as ADD. You know, I look at the people, you know, it's the old thing that your mother used to say with, somebody you go with and I'll tell you who you are. You look at the people who give him advice, the people who were his friends. We know that a lot of the people in the Democratic Party can't get to him, the traditional leadership in the Democratic Party. So who is he on the phone that has the secure phone line that calls him to give him advice? We don't know. And obviously he's not getting advice even like Bush and Clinton used to get. The presidents, the former presidents aren't speaking with him.
Well, I don't know.
Really,
remember Bob
Remember
Bob Gates' book, right? He had a solid Secretary of Defense there. He ignored very important advice. So I'm not sure he doesn't get decent advice. I just don't think he cares. So I agree with you. I have to ask you about one other story. The NFL Baltimore Ravens yesterday terminated the contract of the running back Ray Rice because a video surfaced of him punching his fiance. Previously, he was only suspended for 2 games for the offense. So the offense was the same, but once video surfaced, then the NFL went, no, he's, you got to get rid of this guy, right? The whole incident led the NFL to now change its policy regarding suspensions for domestic violence. But here's my deal. Really, heads should roll. They initially were going to go a slap on the wrist. Video comes out, and then they go, oh, we better do this. What did the video change? Now we have the president of the United States weighing in on this, by the way, when we have an international crisis. He ought to just shut his yap about that.
He'll send the attorney general to Ferguson, but he won't go to the border when he's in Texas. You know, he'll play golf after he's had a guy killed, but he'll talk about this because it's something he can really deal with, and it's something he really doesn't have to manage. You're exactly right on it.
I really think heads ought to roll everywhere across the board. And by the way, I support what the president said. I mean, his line was, a real man doesn't hit a woman. I couldn't agree anymore. I think it's an important message, and domestic violence is abhorrent.
Okay, quick question.
Really,
since the head of the NFL, shouldn't they go? Because obviously they knew about this stuff. Shouldn't they all go? How about Condi Rice in there? What if Condi Rice was in there? She loves football. What about that?
No, I completely agree. I hope Condi Rice is the new NFL commissioner. They all ought to go. Heads on a roll at the NFL. I'm completely with you. The Golden Girls, at least one half. Blanquita Cullum on the program today. Thanks, Blanquita. Good to chat with you. We'll chat with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, Scotty.
And Leon, we'll be back after we do another What's in Your Town tour here today in Dickinson, brought to you by the Dickinson Convention and Visitors Bureau. Make the most of your visit to Dickinson. It's the gateway to the Badlands at Teddy Roosevelt National Park. Drop by the Convention and Visitors Bureau Museum, 72 East Museum Drive. Visit Dickinson.com online. Also brought to you today by Army's West Bar and Grill, celebrating 19 years this year. Still ranks as the top contender as one of Dickinson's premier hotspots. Great happy hour from 4 to 6 with 2-for-1s. Thanks to our sponsors. What's in Your Town? Dickinson continues after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnom. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. 4 nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all-inclusive. That's right, New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park and the Rockettes kicking up their heels at Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus 4 nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. 6 meals, 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits, so check it out at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home. I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
One of our sponsors today of the What's in Your Town Tour is Cephas Corporation. They began in the 40s as a small manufacturing operation. From about 65 to 85, they grew into a steel fabrication business, manufacturing, replacement snowmobile skis, hopper bottom storage bins, furniture frames, and custom design equipment, and became known as the Creative Innovative Design Company and as the Yes People. We can do it. Mid-80s, the electric industry asked Cephas to research and design the first American-made thermal storage heating unit, actually called an ETS, electric thermal storage heating unit, and they entered that market with the highest quality product, and today sets the standard for quality, safety, reliability, and performance. By 2007, they saw this oil boom coming, and Cephas became the leading manufacturer of 400-barrel oil tanks in the Bakken Play in North Dakota. So now, in addition to oil tanks, they're doing all of their oil industry customers receive metal products for each oil site, like the steel berms, the walkways, the staircases, cattle guards, berm walkovers, all kinds of other accessories. And today they're providing quality products and services for a diversified customer base. Established a strong relationship with their customers. They've just got this can-do attitude that really is a great willingness to go beyond what's expected of a manufacturer. And they've expanded outside Dickinson now to Grand Forks, too. So it's a really neat story. It really is. We thank all of our fine sponsors here today, including Baker Boyd, by the way. And the What's in Your Town Tour is a way to get out in small-town North Dakota. Just get out and find out where the real world happens. And we really love it. Watford City is our pilot project for What's in Your Town. But we've been to Avadno, we've been to Oaks, we've been to Grafton, we've been to Kenmare. It's so fun. And if you have a story about Dickinson today, please share it at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Our thanks to Cloverdale, Don Russell's Big Flavor Wagon, which is, by the way, headed for the Bison game this weekend, ESPN Game Day coming to town. We thank them. Arvin Communications, as well as Marvin Windows of Grafton. Our trip to Grafton brought us a new sponsor, Marvin Windows, a great community to call home, Grafton, North Dakota. Good folks up there. And our sponsors of today's broadcast, in addition to Cephas, Dickinson Convention and Visitors Bureau, Army's West Bar and Grill, the landowners of Killdeer Mountain Association, Baker Boy, as well as I mentioned, Fisher Industries, the Hampton Inn, and our home for the broadcast today, the Brick House Grill. So yesterday, I was in Watford City, as I am almost weekly these days, always monthly for sure, for our Watford City Wednesday broadcast on What's on Your Mind. I caught up with one of our friends of the program, our new friend, Patrick O'Meara, who's the Chief Investment Officer and the Vice President for Mission Advancement for the University of Mary. And he shared with me an exciting announcement we decided we'd announce right here on the radio today about what's happening in Watford City. Pat, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How you doing? Is Pat there, Shane? You didn't, huh? All right. Well, you didn't get a number from Chris. Well, this is a ball drop and a rather crucial one. So I'm going to give you telephone number in which he's waiting after that wonderful introduction. He's on the phone. So this is why we have a producer, actually. So Chris gets a deduct today. No lunch for Chris, okay, Shane? Just so you know. Chris is going to have to fast over lunch today to be able to get this right. So anyway, we do have a big announcement coming from Pat O'Meara. And while we're waiting for Pat, I'll tell you about another one of our fine sponsors here today, Baker Boy. You know what? They've got some incredible job opportunities at Baker Boy. First of all, if you don't know Baker Boy, they're the premier supplier of frozen bakery products in the Midwest, right here in Dickinson. All right? And they're a growing company searching for talented individuals to work in the technologically advanced plant. If you have a love of baking or making food, who doesn't, for crying out loud? If you have experience leading successful teams, you want to be part of providing quality products on the tables of schools, restaurants, and hospitals, you're going to love the smell of freshly baked breads and rolls. And this is an opportunity for you to be part of one of the premier businesses in Southwest North Dakota. It may be the place for you. They're looking for bakers, maintenance folks, order selectors, bakery assistants, transportation specialists, human resource assistants. Baker Boy is offering competitive wages and a great benefit package. So they do incentive bonuses. They do life insurance. They do health, dental, and vision insurance. They do 401k with a company match. They do paid holidays, which is incredible. And here's something I love, educational opportunities. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about with our next guest. Educational opportunities, because I think, quite honestly, every business within the sound of our voice, any business doing, operating in the Bakken, really, really needs to understand that if you offer your employees educational opportunities, not just for them, but for their staff, for their family, rather, or for their spouse. So in other words, in the oil patch, for instance, you're working a job. Many times it's like 12-hour jobs. 4 days on, 4 days off, or different. But, you know, the bottom line, nobody in the Bakken is sitting still. You're working really, really, really hard, okay? So the idea that you could take on in continuing education is going to be a little more challenging just given the schedule. But your spouse might do that, and it might cause her to want to move here and live here. And your son or daughter, you know, to keep the family together or to come back. You know, maybe you're an oil field worker and you've worked somewhere in Wyoming, let's say. Okay, you've got a mortgage there, right? And your family wants to be here with you. You're here working hard in the Bakken. Well, what a wonderful opportunity to have your family come here and have an educational opportunity. And that's one of the things we're going to talk with Pat O'Meara about, because they are meeting with businesses every day that are offering that opportunity. And then the University of Mary worldwide brings that opportunity to these communities, like they are doing in Watford City. So it's a real win-win. The employer, okay, the employer has the opportunity to get a quality employee, get that employee educated, continuing education, and the employee gets his family here. And that family member, wife, husband, son, daughter, have opportunities as well. So it's really a win-win that is incredible. I can't even understate it enough. I really can't. So anyway, what's going on here? I have this direct line right here. Did I write in the wrong number? I'm going to put this in again. This is Pat's direct number, which he told us to call him now. Okay? 804. We're waiting for Pat O'Meara, and you can probably tell I'm stalling for that. All right, very good. So Pat O'Meara is the Chief Investment Officer and the VP for Mission Advancement for the University of Mary. I just gave you this wonderful build-up, and then we didn't have you on the phone line, Pat. So you're going to have to just trust me. It was really big. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm doing well, Scott. Good to be on the radio with you, and good to be with you. I was just with you yesterday in Watford City.
And I was telling our listeners that, and I said, you shared with me some very important news. And tell our listeners about what you're doing in Watford City.
Sure. Well, Scott, it's exciting stuff. As we look to the future here in the Northern Great Plains and we look in North Dakota and what's happening, we really have a couple of choices. We can look to influence this really big demographic influx, or that demographic influx here into western North Dakota and really all of North Dakota is going to influence us. And so at the University of Mary in our Vision 2030 plan, we are looking to how we can be very intentional about impacting those folks who are moving into this state or who are working in the state. And the way we want to do that is we want to connect them to the roots of really North Dakota culture. And those roots have Catholic, Christian, Benedictine heritage based on Western civilization, be it Norwegian, be it German, be it, as an Irishman, I'll say, and as Irish, I'm not sure that what we contributed was so great other than maybe some whiskey and some poetry, but really that Norwegian-German heritage. And unfortunately, they don't have the advantage of having been born here or raised here. So we say, how do we connect them so that they hope for the same things for the community that we hope for, that they act and behave in a way that is building up the community we hope for? Well, it has to connect. We have to connect them to the same roots we have. And at University of Mary, we want that very much to be part of what we can help do, but doing that within an educational environment. So we're opening our Watford City campus in October, and we begin teaching just really basic courses, management courses. Accounting 101 is opening up. We're going to be teaching in the Watford City High School until such time as we can move into the Event Center, which is going to be our long-term home there in Watford City. And we're going to be teaching with professors there on the ground, you know, fundamentals of management, project management, organizational leadership, a whole bunch of different types of classes. But within that, there's also this focus on building up the character and core of who these people are and forming them in a way that University of Mary has been doing really for 60 years. And I know that was a long answer, Scott, but that's what we're doing, and it's pretty exciting stuff.
Well, it's amazing. And what I love about the University of Mary is you can do what others can't do just based on the values of America's leadership university. So, you know, there's a lot of great places where people can get an education out there, right? And you're going to do that, and you're going to do that well. But you go to the next step, Pat, don't you?
We do. We really want to. One of the keys is we can, as a lot of things are changing and a lot of, you know, this really inflection moment in the state, we can complain about it. We can be passive, or we can become intentional about how do we engage all of these new folks who are coming here. And I think we need to engage them with a sense of not only giving them technical expertise, but we need to talk to them about the culture, about the substance of what it means to serve others, how we build up community, how we are in relationship with others, and how we want to be distinct and distinct based on our heritage and our roots of who we are. And those go beyond just what we learned at the dinner table and the dining room table and at our parents' knee. But actually, these are bigger, broader cultural questions that are indeed for the whole nation. But we have a unique ability at the University of Mary to connect us back to the very substance, you know, an intellectual tradition, which is Catholic going back 1,200 plus years that are Benedictine, that's Christian, built on really the ethical and moral formation of young people so that they can thrive and be healthy and build an environment, be a servant. And as they're a servant, they become leaders. So we really do have something neat to offer.
Absolutely. And the next time we have you on, we're going to talk a little bit about how businesses really need to think long and hard about offering these kind of educational opportunities in partnership with the University of Mary for meeting their needs, but also helping to build the communities Pat's talking about. Thanks so much for the time today, Pat. Great to see you in Watford City yesterday. Patrick O'Meara from the University of Mary. More coming up. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Back at Dickinson for the What's in Your Town tour, brought to you by Cloverdale, Don Russell's Big Flavor Wagon, Arvig Communications, spreading across the great state of North Dakota, and known by many folks in our audience in western Minnesota, and by Marvin Windows Grafton, the folks that build windows and doors that are built around you, but great career opportunities in a great community of Grafton, North Dakota. Get a hold of the folks at Grafton, a Marvin Windows plant. We're in Dickinson today. We want to hear your Dickinson story, so call us at 855-200-1776, press extension 1. I'd love to hear from folks. I got here today courtesy of my friends at Valley Imports, sent me in a Mercedes. I'd not driven a Mercedes for a long, long time. And I'm telling you, this, I know it's hazard pay. 2013 E350 from Valley Imports. And the diamond silver is parked right out front of the brick house. If you want to test drive, stop and see me today in Dickinson, and you can test drive this beautiful Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports. Let's find out what's happening in the Western Edge. Terry Fields here, Executive Director of the Dickinson Convention and Visitors Bureau. Terry, nice to see you. How are you?
Good. Thank you for coming.
Boy, oh boy, is there a lot to do in and around Dickinson, isn't there?
Well, it's a busy place, and, you know, we're getting busier all the time. We've had a lot of activity, as everybody knows, the last couple of years. We've had activity in construction for road construction, the refinery, of course. We've got the all the pipeline activity, but we're also getting things into town, too, and increased retail. We've got that going out to the west of us, so a lot of people are going to be excited when that opens up. We've got, obviously, all the things that are surrounding the communities are growing. We've just seen a lot of changes, and, you know, we've had challenges, but it's very exciting.
You know, I think some people, especially we have an audience, western Minnesota, down into South Dakota, eastern North Dakota, less so of our audience up in the Bakken on 1090 KTGO, which comes in here as well in Dickinson, but is more, mainly a northern Bakken radio station. Those folks know what's happening in the Bakken, right? They get it. But eastern North Dakota, I think they know the Bakken only through what they read in the newspaper or see in a television show, right? And you just described a very busy place, and it is, right? There's a lot happening, a lot going on, but it shouldn't keep people away. I mean, if you ask me, I want to see the first refinery built in America since 1976. That's a few miles out of town. I want to see the Bakken Oil Express that's loading oil onto trains and shipping it all to markets all across the United States, plus immense beauty with Medora and the Badlands here. So the people shouldn't stay away, should they?
No, they shouldn't. And sometimes as you get into stories that have got some edge to it, it gets a little bit bigger and bigger, and sometimes blown out of proportion or not true. Now, obviously, there's things that are going on. You have to be careful where you're sometimes driving. It depends. Interstate. Interstate's like any other interstate right now. There still are people that are coming out here that, well, in fact, in our office, we had people that it's their bucket list. They want to come and see some of these things. Older people that have heard about it. And specifically, we had one individual from Ohio's family came in and said, Grandpa wants this as a bucket list. He wants to come and see what's going on.
I love that.
It really was a very interesting visit with those people. You know, there's a lot going on, as you said. I think some of the things that we see in other communities maybe might be going, you know, it's going on in all places. But there are positive things out here. You still can go out and do a lot of things. And that's what we want to stress to people. There is the national park. I mean, we have wonderful trails out here. And in fact, even with the Matahe Trail, which is a 96-mile trail, you can hike, bike, or horseback ride. They've just added on south of Medora, about 30 miles. There's brand new campsites out there that haven't been used. They're beautiful. I mean, you're out in the Cedars. You're in primitive camping. You're not going to know that you're anywhere near the activity if you don't want to be.
How do you book one of those?
You just drive up to it in the open. You can pull right in.
Is that right?
Yep.
So that's just a come as you,
yep.
No reservation necessary, just
nope.
Show up.
You just show up. And they have many trailheads throughout that whole area on U.S. Forest Service lands. There's a million acres of public lands out there.
Now, I'm not the camping type, I'll admit. Even though, you know, it goes back many years, you know, my single days I'd camp every now and then, but, you know, kind of a hotel snob now. There are some fabulous hotels here, too.
Well, we've grown with that also.
Places to stay, right? So that's another thing I think people have a perception of, I'll never get a place to stay, and there are plenty, right?
There are hotel rooms available, and we, you know, we fought that for a few years as things came in very, very quickly. It was, you know, very difficult at times to secure a hotel room. And now, as there's been more availability, due to several things, we've got increased construction for new hotels, and a lot of the ones that have been in there before are now located into different housing for some of these workers. They've gone into long-term housing, or if they've been here a year, their employer has said to them, okay, you've been here for a while, now you need to find, you know, optional housing that's different than what we've provided for you. And so there's now those that have left. There's some short-term things going on right now because of the short construction season. Our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays might be a little tight depending on where you want to go. But right now, Thursday, especially the Friday, Saturday, Sundays, wide open. You want to come out for a weekend for the fall yet and come hunting, there are rooms available. I mean, it's changed, dramatically changed, and we want to make sure that perception is becoming, you know, changed with that. So there's trails, there's Little Missouri State Park, all of those. You can come out in the fall and the winter and do business or leisure travel.
We're going to come back later this month for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, which is here, mm-hmm. and only have about a half a minute left, but this is a great place to bring your associates, your customers, and have a meeting, right?
It is. We've got 600 of them coming in. We've also got a free educational seminar that'll be going on for the public on the 23rd up there at 3:30, 5:30, 5 o'clock p.m., so come on down and learn about the energy.
We're going to be broadcasting from that as well. That's September 23rd. It'll be 3:30 to 5 Dickinson time at the Hotel Astoria Event Center in Dickinson. And Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, Lynn Helms of the Department of Mineral Resources, Kathy Ness of Nessa Consulting. Great place to learn more about the Bakken oil industry and see Dickinson, North Dakota, in the area. More online at visitdickinson.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a two-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.